Are you tired of living life according to someone else's standards and not getting the fulfillment that you desire in life? We see most people find their confidence based on what other people say about them or in what others are doing. You see, in this podcast, I want to help you find your inner voice, along with building your own self-confidence, ultimately upgrading who you are. The process of upgrading who you are starts right now. Hey, hey, upgrade community. Stand by for a quick message from my sponsor for today's episode.
I want to hop on here and talk about some of the things that I've been, that I spoke on the other night at a graduation ceremony. And typically when I speak, when I get up there to the mic, I don't normally know my message until I get up there. And you'll say, why do you do that? That will freak me out, is what people tell me. That freaks me out. But it's how I learned. You know, my greatest fear was speaking in front of other people. That was my greatest fear. I mean, absolute. Anybody asked me, hey, what's your greatest fear? Was speaking in front of other people. And it's always been that way. But you see, when I was in this 7 years old, third grade, you know, I identified myself as being shy, super shy. And that was one of those X factors for me, was that I'm shy. And so with that one seed planted in my mind, it just stayed with me all the way through high school. And I didn't realize, you know, the impact that I was making around my immediate surrounding. I didn't realize that impact. But it was one event that caused me to understand that, to realize it, and to make it real. Was I was a prom king my senior year. Got voted in, and that's by votes. And I was thinking, who would think about me to vote me in to such an award, you know? And especially not being to many dances because of our religious and our background. And we just, you know, my parents didn't believe in that. But anyway, I say all that to say this, that some things that are said to you or some things that you think about, that you identify with, now becomes your reality. And you live by that for years and not realizing it. And for me, now that I get up every morning or every other morning, I'm shooting videos often, I'm going to speak often, I'm in front of people, influencing them often. And you think, man, years ago, I was completely the opposite person to be doing the things that I'm doing today. I would never have imagined doing the things that I'm doing today. But that's how this thing works, right? You know, that seed gets planted in your mind. You start believing it. You identify with it. You make it your own. And it becomes certainty for you. It becomes that stable place for you that you can always go back to, that's consistent. And it was always consistent to me to identify myself as being shy. And that limited me in so many different capacities. But when I got in college, I realized that after I had that newfound confidence, my senior year, I get into college and realize that, man, okay, if I can do something like that, what am I capable? What are some other things that I'm capable of? And that's when the discovery process began. You see, I want to encourage you guys that what changes you is an idea. What's that idea that you have of yourself? Because right now you're living with some sort of idea that you've created. Somebody has told you, somebody has spoken to your life. And that idea birthed and took root. And because of that, you live by that. You identify with that. All your actions, the way you view life, the way you view people, funnels through that idea and that identification and through those lenses that you've placed over your eyes. And so I want to encourage you right now, where you at, where you're listening, that I want you to challenge that idea that you've had, that's birth in you, that's now taken seed and root in you. And you know internally, look, you can't deny internally that you can be so much more. You can't deny it. It's in you, it's prevalent, it's pressing, and that's in everybody. Look, this is not, I'm not talking to a select few. I mean, there's people that listen to this video that own companies. There's people that are executives. There are people that are, you know, at work in fast food restaurants. Look, in every single one of them, has that idea, that thing that's in them, that's prompting them to say, look, you are so much more. You can be doing so much more. You're capable of so much more. And I want to speak to that. It's because that old idea that was birthed in your mind, that took root and seed, you've accepted it and you lived through it. And some of you have become masters at disguising it. How do I know? Because that was me. I was a great disguiser. I disguised it, man. I was, you know, oh no, I'm not going to speak in front of other people, although I think I should, but I'm not going to do it. I'm shy. And that was a comfortable place for me to say, you know what, I can identify with that, and that's a safe place, and that's going to keep me out of a lot of different things that I don't want to do, that I'm afraid to do. Let me put it that way, that I was afraid to do. And so there's a lot of you that watch these videos and you're just simply afraid to do the things that you know you should be doing. Those things that are inside of you saying, you need to do this, but you don't do it because you're afraid of what's going to happen. What somebody's going to say, what somebody's going to think. The norm, you know? And so I want to encourage you guys that the way you change your life, the process of your life changing is through that idea. What's a new idea about yourself that you have of yourself? What is it? What's that idea? What is it? Because I had to have a new, I had to create a new idea for myself. That thing was birthed in me like, wow. It was through some type of event that I realized that, wait a second. New ideas start coming about myself, that new possibilities start flowing out. And next thing you know, I start looking at life in a different way. I start communicating in a different way. I start looking at people in a different way. And how can a shy kid from a small town end up doing videos all the time, speaking in front of hundreds and sometimes thousands of people, and was shy and identified with that? I mean, how's that possible? How's that possible? It was through an idea. I had an idea. And see, I want to encourage you guys. What's that situation that's happened in your life, or that event that's happened in your life that's caused you to have new ideas? What are you doing with those ideas? How are you processing those ideas? Are you accepting some of those ideas? Which ones are you deflecting? What's those things that you know you should be doing but you won't do? It's like, I was talking to a guy yesterday, and he's been watching my videos. And he says, you know what, Nate? Because you've been running, you've inspired me to run. You see, he had a new idea. He got a new idea and said, you know what? I can do this. Why can't I get up and do this? Why can't I get up in the morning and run? You see, it was a new idea that was promoted, but not the fact that it birthed, but he accepted it. And now he applied action to it. And so that's the key, is that those ideas that you get, those ideas that come into your mind, I want you to accept them and take action to them. Let them grab root, because now that guy is on a track to change his health, to change his mindset, to change his surroundings, to change his influence, to upgrade who he is, all because he had a new idea and he accepted the idea and now he took action with that idea. And I want to encourage you guys to do the same thing, is that these ideas come, but what will you do with them? That's the question. What will you do with them?
Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. If this message really inspired you, look, I want to ask you to please share it or rate it. By you doing this, this really helps me reach millions of people all over the world to help them also upgrade who they are. Again, thank you for listening, and let's continue to upgrade.